opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning.
Here we are.
Phone lines here, 605-4567. Today, the 10th of July, 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, your health, your choice. I got Jared at the helm. Good morning there, Jared.
Good morning.
And, of course, the fabulous, the magnificent, the one and only Linda Bott.
Well, good morning, everybody, and how are you on this beautiful Friday, the 10th of July? Let me give you an update of what the weekend weather is going to look like. Today, our temperatures will reach a soaring 102 with clear skies, overnight skies of 67. Tomorrow calls for 104 in the triple digits as the temperatures increase. And Saturday night will be low of 68. Now, Sunday calls for 104. Carl, you're going to be on the range this weekend with these temperatures. Just realize that. 104 on Sunday. Sunday night will be clear with 70. Monday calls for 105, and Tuesday, 107. Weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated with senior and veteran discounts. When we get hot like this, these kind of temperatures,
Did you say 104 on Sunday?
According to what I'm looking at here, this is the National Weather
Service. Okay, 104 on Sunday, and the class is going to be a lot harder to teach. Well, you know, it's hard to teach from the inside of my air-conditioned truck with the windows up when they're out there trying to learn how to shoot. But, I mean, it's not impossible. It just makes it harder for them.
Remember a while ago we bought Eddie Bauer. They had these, and I'm sure they have them out. But you'd fill up your water bottle, and at the top of your water bottle there was a spritzer.
Yeah.
And those things are really wonderful to have that you can spritz yourself. And then, of course, we found some incredible sunblock recently that is waterproof and is 50 and stays throughout the day. Anyway, yeah. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
And
locally owned, 365-2793.
And we have Amy.
Amy,
here.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
You know what? We missed you during the virus shutdown. And what would Friday be without Amy?
I know. Boring.
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 Okay. Now, you have a pet in here, this pup that has been with you all for a while.
Yeah, so today I have Robin Thicke. This is actually not Robin Thicke's first time.
No.
And that's Thicke with two C's, by the way, because he's chunky. Robin's a big boy. He's got a big head. He's got a big heart. And he's been with us for 470 days. So he went over his year mark already.
And you ask yourself, because he's a good dog. I mean,
He's been returned.
No.
Nope.
But Robin...
How old is he?
He's about in between 3 and 4.
So he still has a lot of life
in
him, and he's a big dude.
He's a big dude.
It's a big dude.
His shining attributes are the fact that I don't think I've ever heard him bark. He's very quiet.
Hmm.
He's just really calm in his kennel, too. He's not a jumper, not a barker, not a nothing. He just sits by and watches the world go by.
First impression, I walk in this morning, he's sitting down next to you. He is wagging his tail when I walk in and smiling.
Yep.
There's a difference.
Yeah.
And I walked right past him. Now, he's black with a little white.
Mm-hmm.
So he's as far as his size.
He's a big boy.
He
could be intimidating.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
he weighs like 87, 90 pounds.
So if you're wanting a dog, you know, gals or guys out there, and you're wanting a dog that looks like, I'm going to stay clear of that front door. I'm going to stay clear.
Yeah,
this is a dog for you.
Here's the best thing, though, is Robin is silent, right?
Yeah, he's very quiet.
So somebody comes up, kind of shakes the door. Nothing. Comes in through your door, walks in the living room.
Robin.
And there's a 90-pound pity mix looking at him going with his head cocked, going...
Yeah, not today.
Not today.
So what's really great about him is while he may look intimidating, Robin actually does really well with children. He's really tolerant.
Wow.
He doesn't seem to, you know, have any ill feelings towards any person he's ever met. He doesn't do well with other dogs, unfortunately.
Okay.
And oddly enough, he came into the shelter with another dog.
Oh.
He only liked that dog, that specific dog.
Was his buddy.
Yeah, and that other one was very, very calm and scared and a little bit shut down. So it might have just been that he was so submissive that it worked with Robin. But since
he just crawled underneath the table and come up, he's licking my hand. Oh, yeah, he's a love.
Yeah, and he has been doing much better on the leash because he was, you know, kind of he's a strong dude, so he was pulling for a little bit, but now our volunteers have really, you know, had a lot of time to work with him. So, yeah, 470 days is insane to be staying in a shelter just because he's not good with other dogs.
So if you got a big yard.
Yeah.
And, is he kind of like he lays down a lot?
He's super couch potato-y.
Super couch potato-y.
He you know, will still need exercise on a daily walk, but he's fine to go on a walk with you or to move a marathon it. He's really just versatile in that, you know.
Yeah. And he's friendly. Like I said, when I looked down underneath the table, he crawled underneath because he was laying down. So he kind of crawled over here, you know, how dogs will do, and to lick my hand.
He's got such a big head.
Yeah, he does. But he's quiet, like you said, but he just doesn't get along with other dogs. But then again, he came in with another dog, so it may have been a dog he was raised with. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows? Because we've done multiple introductions with him and have required a home with
right,
no other
right.
animals.
Yeah, okay.
So what do you have? Tell us what else is going on at Haven.
So today and tomorrow, we are partnering with the Bissell Pet Foundation. They are sponsoring adoption fees today and tomorrow. So we are still doing things that's going to be different than almost any of our other Bissell events in that we're doing them everything by appointment. So if you are interested in adopting a dog or a cat, I think we have a couple others, too. We call them other rabbits, such like things like that.
Okay.
Oh, we have a turtle.
The others.
If you're interested in adopting, give us a call because we can get you scheduled because we can only do with social distancing so many appointments per day. So it is going to look a little bit different than most of our other Bissell Pet Foundation, you know, empty the shelter events, but it's still going to be successful, and that's going on today and tomorrow, so you can give us a call. The number at Haven is 241-1653. Press option 3 to speak with adoptions.
Now, you've got kitties.
We have kitties. We have lots of kitties.
You don't have
right
a lot
now.
Of doggies, though.
We, fortunately, have not a lot of dogs right now.
Right.
And it's kind of the goal. It's kind of the goal of shelters across the United States right now to stay as low capacity as possible because we don't really know where this is going. Right. And then if people
like
are hospitalized or something like that, there's got to be someone to care for their animals. So we're trying to keep the kennels as open as possible to make sure that for whatever may happen in the future.
Right. We just had some friends, longtime friends, they have been empty nesters without their dog, and they were their big dog lovers out of Palm Springs. And there was a Whippet mix. Puppies, or there were Whippet mix puppies that were dropped off at their shelter in Palm Springs at 4 weeks old. So they had to be bottle fed.
Fostered and
bottle fed, and they just brought one home. And it was just, they're just like in love because all of a sudden, so there's good news with people who wait after they've lost a pet and they need to, they're feeling that, you know, we're spending more time at home. I think the future that we look at here for a while, at least we can't see. And we know in 2020 that there's not a lot of concerts or there's not a lot of movie theaters.
Right.
We're talking about it every day. So if you were thinking about a time to bond with a pet, not just because of COVID, but that we are spending more time at home and reevaluating about being out there.
About the importance of things as well, too.
Exactly. So this is a time to look at maybe, expanding your family in that way.
Yep.
Well, thank you, Amy, for being with us once again. Friday morning is always our Pet of the Week with Haven Humane, and we here at KCNR partner with Haven Humane. Now, you've got a
golf tournament.
Yeah, you've had to do a little bit
different
stuff.
That's today, isn't it?
Yeah, it is definitely different today. I'm not entirely even sure what it's looking like. I know it's today, so I know we had to really decrease size of teams and do things a lot different this year than we've normally done.
Usually we were out there, but because of the way it was set up, it was going to be easier just to be here today than out there. But it's, again, you know, for Haven Humane, the thing about it is because they had to cut it in half, the numbers in half, so they could distance and all these other things, it doesn't mean that you can't still, it's not too late to sign up to play golf today and just donate the money.
Just donate the money. Yeah.
There you go.
And that's a big thing, too. We have to bring that up a lot, is that we are missing out on our hugest fundraisers of all year. The things that we make most of our money, we're a nonprofit, you know, so we rely on donations. And when we're not doing the events that bring that money in because of this, it's definitely something needed. So, you know, think about that as well as donating just to our general fund, to our medical fund, whatever it may be.
Well, that's a great way to close the segment here today. We are going to take a break now and go into our next segment here on KCNR. Thank you, Amy.
We have a new segment coming up.
Yep. Carl and Linda Bott are here this morning on this beautiful Friday.
And this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy's been helping people since 1993. Any of your financial or insurance needs under one roof. That's Judy Maxwell. Give her a call at 221-0441 or stop by 1378 Hilltop Drive. Okay, when we come back, Mackenzie's with us with questions that she's asked people here in Reading.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Wind River Resort and Casino invites you to come explore our exciting table games to see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. Our knowledgeable, friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. With 13 table games and a variety of limits for players at every level, we'll make each gaming experience better than your last. More games, more ways to win, more fun. No one else in town offers this. All the table games details at WindRiver.com. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. Phone lines here 605-4567, the 10th of July, 720 in the morning, 72 degrees, going up to, a little bit over 102 today. Wow. Linda is here with me.
Good morning, everybody.
We have with us Mackenzie Chestnut. Good morning, Mackenzie.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And we're launching this segment today. This is your debut.
Yes.
Now, very excited to be here today for that.
Mackenzie is an intern that's working here. Let's just talk to Mackenzie first. Tell us who Mackenzie is.
I'm 17. I'm going to be a senior at Foothill this upcoming year. As of now, I think I want to do something in media, communications, journalism, something like that. So I'm just kind of using this as a learning experience.
This is wonderful, and it's a great opportunity for us as well, because it gets us to get into the mind and the heart of somebody who's a junior going in to be a senior. And recently you went on the street and you asked a question that is very topical. First of all, congratulations on your bravery.
Thank you.
Because that's what it takes to be cutting edge.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Okay, so there you are on the street, and let's talk about the segment.
Well, that's okay. Well, when Mackenzie came aboard, you know, to learn what's going on, but after meeting Mackenzie, and we had these things that we did before, these segments before, that were very, very popular. But then as we lose our interns, we lose the segments, but Mackenzie's going to be here for the summer, and who knows, if you like doing this, you're going to be here another year for school. Who knows if you can work that in. But I asked her, would you be interested in something like this? And what did you think when I asked you that?
It was definitely a little bit scary, just the idea of approaching people on the street. I mean, that's scary for anyone, but I was kind of up for it. I thought it would be just kind of interesting. I like knowing other people's perspectives. So
gave you a press pass?
Yeah.
Did you find something to wear around your neck yet?
Well, they're having it printed.
They're having it printed right now. Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, that's okay.
Yeah. So how many people, you had to edit the segment, but how many people did you approach?
We only ended up approaching three people because they spoke pretty well and they gave good answers.
Okay.
So, yep. You know,
and that's about how long the segments are.
Okay,
so
excellent.
What was the question?
Well, the main topic was the Black Lives Matter movements and kind of how it has affected people personally and also how they feel about it, the protests happening during coronavirus, which is interesting. So.
Now, did you pose the question yourself?
Yeah, I came up with five questions.
Okay, you came up with five. So why don't we just go ahead and hear the segment?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is segment one, and do you remember who this was?
This is Matt.
Matt. Okay. Segment one.
How do you feel about the Black Lives Matter movement?
I guess I get it. To me, all lives are equal. Every single person has equal rights. So if it's along with that, then, you know, that's my opinion.
How do you feel about the Black Lives Matter protests during the coronavirus outbreak?
I think people have a right to protest as long as it's peaceful. Other than that, it's not beneficial.
How has the Black Lives Matter movement affected you personally?
Me personally, it hasn't affected. I haven't. I know I have people that are African American in my family, so maybe that a little bit, but otherwise, not much.
Do you feel that the Black Lives Matter movement is still a main topic of conversation, or has it died down?
It's definitely still a main topic, yeah.
Many people in the North Valley support the Thin Blue Line. However, some cities are defunding the police. Do you think that defunding the police is the answer?
I don't. No. I believe in the Bible, so it talks about authority is good, is a good thing. So there's going to be bad police, but in the whole, it's as a whole, it's better to have police officers.
Really great questions. It was just great. I love your questions.
Thank you.
All right. So, okay. Mad on the street. You mad? Okay. So now what's next?
Next is let me
ask a couple of questions in here. Now, where were you on this?
We went to the Sundial Bridge.
Bridge. Okay. A lot of people around there, so that's easy. Everybody answered your questions.
Yep.
He seemed, you know, the tough spot when you're asking questions is sometimes you'll get those two word answers.
Right.
And you'll go, no, I think it's okay.
Right.
And then that's it. It's over.
Yeah.
And so, but you wanted to expound on it.
Right.
But your next segment.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The lady was more than happy to do that.
She did really
Tell
good.
Us a little about her.
Can't wait.
She was pretty willing to answer the questions. We kind of just held up a sign, so we weren't really approaching people just because of socially distancing. We thought that would be a better idea.
You held up a sign?
Yeah.
See, this is the first time I've heard this
one. Oh, okay. The questions?
No, just saying, like, we have questions about Black Lives Matter. Okay. We're with KCNR.
Okay.
Kind of like that.
Cool.
And she was definitely willing to talk about it. She was super calm, didn't get super passionate, but her answers were really lengthy, and they were good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's do this. And what was her name?
We're going to call her Anonymous.
Okay. Anonymous. That's fine, and that's what we tell people. You don't have to give your name.
Yeah, right. That's fair.
Okay, let's listen to Anonymous.
So how do you feel about the Black Lives Matter movement?
I think for me, what I've observed is I've just seen people that I didn't realize were carrying around so much pain. It really opened up my eyes to the fact that I had no clue that people were carrying this kind of pain around. Like, you know in your heart that is going on, but you don't know to what an extent, how much it's affecting people, and how. Like, personally, I didn't realize that I wouldn't have considered myself privileged or sheltered from that, but I realized, I have a lot of learning to do.
How do you feel about the Black Lives Matter protests during the coronavirus outbreak?
I think that the peaceful protests were great. I think where the looting and violence, you know, I'm not for that. I think people are trying to be heard, which I get that. I think if we can all listen and not respond in violence, but actually take time to listen to each other, I think that would be a better solution.
How has the Black Lives movement affected you personally?
Personally, like I said earlier, I think it just opened my eyes to the fact that I have so much to learn. I read somewhere when I was, I think it was on social media, but someone said that if you grew up looking at this and it didn't affect you, like you looked at it as, this doesn't affect me or my life, then that shows, that's a level of privilege of some kind. And that really opened my eyes to the fact, I didn't feel like it personally affected me, but that doesn't mean that it's not my responsibility. There are brothers, there are sisters, and it's time to take a look at, hey, you are suffering, you're in pain, and I want to help you.
Do you feel that the Black Lives Matter movement is still a main topic of conversation, or is it dying down?
I think it's still very much a main topic. I do.
Many people in the North Valley support the Thin Blue Line. However, some cities are defunding the police. Do you think that defunding the police is the answer?
I don't know what the right answer is, but I think that they definitely need to take a close look at each force and find out if there's any corruption going on. I think that definitely needs to be addressed.
Okay. Now, she was obviously had been doing some thinking about this and was able to articulate that very well. The answers on, I like the idea of, you know, when you ask them, should they be defunded?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that people, when they say we need to take a look at each force and make sure if there's something wrong in there, we get rid of it.
Yeah.
As opposed to just willy-nilly cutting money back and expecting, I don't know what they expect. I really don't know what to expect.
We have one more segment, but I'm curious as we finish the second one with Anonymous, and of course this is on the bridge as well, correct?
Yes.
Did you go home after your experience of interviewing these three and editing, did something shift for you?
Not really. I definitely agreed with her answer the most. I definitely thought a lot about what people said and kind of, I understood where people were coming from for sure, but I definitely am kind of still like set in my beliefs, but I definitely understand where people are coming from. And I thought it was really interesting to hear about it because I've only been talking about it with my really close friends, my family, and even then, I haven't really been talking about it that much.
Right.
So it was nice to hear that other people are actually talking about
right,
it.
Right, right. Okay. So we're going to go over the break? Is that what we're going to do? Do you want to take a break and come back to section three?
I tell you what, why don't we take a break and then come back to section three here.
And hang out with us till the next one so we can hear. I think this is really good stuff.
Mm-hmm. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, recognized by the Watson Health Organization, a fully accredited chest pain center. But not only that, they also are in the top in the nation when it comes to stroke, preventative care of stroke, screening of high-risk patients, and high-quality care throughout hospitalization to discharge. All of this at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. We'll be right back with Let's Get Real with Mackenzie. All right, we'll be right back. 7:31 in the morning, 74 degrees out there.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
California lawmakers created a new statute in 2018
preventing public employers from disparaging unions. The statute was designed to undercut the 2018 Supreme Court Janus decision, which gave public employees an opt-out right from paying any union dues. Now, seven elected officials in California are suing the California Public Employment Relations Board for violating their First Amendment rights of free speech. Well, Pacific Justice Institute will provide free legal help to any employees who, as a matter of conscience, seek to opt out from paying union dues.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM. This is your talk radio and Carla Lindabad here at the helm. We have to do want to do a shout out to a company that's been with us since day one. Appreciate their support. We love them over at SST Oil.
There you go. You know, with their fueling network cards. You get one for your company or just for yourself. They're good in over 60,000 different places. They keep track of all your gas or your employees' gas, which is what we use them for. And we know how much is being used, you know, not, you know, when it happens and all those things. I mean, for us, it's a lot easier to do it that way. And a lot of companies find it the same way. But just using it individually also, you can find, you know, you can just, you drive down the road, you don't have to worry about it. It's being kept track of. I get it once a month telling us everything about it. But SST Oil is also out in the front lines of the firefighting. They provide the fuel for the jet, for the aircraft, for the helicopters, and also for all of our first responders out there. That's SST Oil. They've been in Redding since 1967, an employee-owned company, SST Oil. We're here with Mackenzie Chestnut, a member of our staff now, an intern.
Yes.
And whatever that means. An intern, the last line in when you write it down for an intern is, and other jobs that may be assigned. Well, I asked Mackenzie when she first came aboard, said, would you be interested in being our person on the street? Because Mackenzie's going to be getting into communication. She's a junior in high school, be a senior this year.
Yeah.
If school starts.
Yeah.
I understand, though, because school was shut down so much last year that you have to start your junior year over. Did you hear that?
Oh, that's not the case for my school, at least.
No, pigtail there, girl.
Okay.
Go ahead.
And so you've got your segment. It's called Let's Get Real with Mackenzie. And this week it was about, this is your first time.
Mm-hmm.
So you didn't pick an easy one. You didn't say, so what do you think about, you start with the Black Lives Matter movement.
I thought it was important. So.
Yeah, it is. Okay, and we've already heard two segments.
And you approach strangers on the Sundial Bridge.
Yes.
So you
holding a sign out.
Exactly.
When they first saw it, they thought, she wants food.
Well,
then they got in and they got closer and they saw you.
Yeah.
Sue was out there
with
you.
Sue was
right?
with you, which is great.
Yeah.
So. All right, so you did, now we're on the part three.
Yes.
And we wanted to wait and carry it over from the commercial break. So number three, let's talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
Who was the person?
Oh, it's Mike.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Let's go with Mike.
So how do you feel about the Black Lives Matter movement?
I think they matter. I think every life matters, though. All lives matter.
How do you feel about the Black Lives Matter protests during the coronavirus outbreak?
We should be more focused on this coronavirus. And down the line, this should come up because it does matter.
How has the Black Lives Matter movement affected you personally?
I wouldn't say it's affected me anyway. I get along with everybody. It doesn't matter what color, race, religion, whatever. I just get along with everybody.
Do you feel that the Black Lives Matter movement is still a main topic of conversation, or has it died down?
I say it's still on the burner.
Many people in the North Valley support the Thin Blue Line. However, some cities are defunding the police. Do you think that defunding the police is the answer?
I think the police should be retrained. I think taking away the police force is going to make things worse. Crime's going to go up. We're going to have more problems. the racial tension will probably go back, will go up. I just think it should be more, I think policemen should be retrained.
Okay.
I would have liked to elaborate on, okay, if you were in charge, Mike, what does that mean? Like, what would you do?
Right.
But, you know, he couldn't be there all day talking about it. But so congratulations on a great first entry here.
Thank you.
So the what we do is that, Mackenzie, we talk about the question. And, you know, some of the things she's going to talk about. I mean, we don't give directions. She comes up with them. And then you go on out. And in this case, Sue, our news lady and our producer went with you this first time.
Yeah.
Is she going to go with you every time?
Probably not.
Probably not.
I think I can take
you can
it
do
from
it.
Here. Yeah.
And that's interesting about the sign that you had, you know, that, hey, we're here to ask questions, you know, for a, you know, for a segment on a show.
Right.
The so what are some of the things you plan on getting into?
I don't know. I think that I will want to focus on topics that are just the biggest conversations happening in the world. So whether that be coronavirus, anything new with that, any injustices that are happening in the world. I don't know, things like that, probably.
What about things that are important to people your age? I mean,
yeah,
you are,
I would like to do that.
That's real important.
Yeah.
We need to hear things from your age group.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people might be surprised how articulate 17-year-olds are. Well,
yep.
Mackenzie's proven it. As are many of the teenagers we get in here from the doing the different shows and all this. I would be interested to hear what, you know, just a question, what are the three biggest concerns facing you in your senior year in high school? And besides, you know, passing your exams, I mean, on with life, it'd be interesting to see what the seniors around here think about this. And you can take your time on that one. That could be a longer segment.
Yeah.
And let them think about it, you know, and say, hey, I want to talk about what your three biggest concerns are and give them a day.
Yeah.
Because you can do it, you know, you can do it in school or you can do it with your friends that you have around here. That would be, to me, really interesting.
Yeah.
And I think it would be interesting to a lot of people to hear what our graduating class.
Yeah.
Here's a question I have for you.
It'd be really great then at the end of the 4 years to get every one of them again and say, what's your three biggest concerns?
So do you still, and I know this might be, forgive me if this is a question that is, I don't know, do you have student government, like president of class?
Yeah.
Okay. So usually in student government visits other schools.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd be curious to go into student government and ask see if they would be interested in bringing you along to other student government groups that get together, because they do get together, and then maybe get different people you don't even know. I know that I was vice president of my freshman class, which got me involved with the political movement, actually, of my school. And then we visited different, like, went down to San Francisco State from Sacramento. And I found it really interesting about the movement, because you have your freshman, sophomore, junior, and senior body, and then you have student body as the, you know, like the president of. So that was kind of an interesting thing. So it's just a thought. Anyway, you're wonderful. Thank you so much. And we're looking forward to it. When do you do your next segment?
I do it on Fridays.
Oh, so every Friday now. Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Friday at 7:15.
Right.
Oh,
let's,
we have all kinds of brainstorms with
Mackenzie.
With you. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to take a quick break. Thanks a lot, Mackenzie. Have a nice weekend. Be safe.
Thank you.
Wear your mask.
I will.
Okay. Do you wear your mask when you're asking questions?
I did, yes.
Good.
Yes.
Were they all? Okay. How many people on the Sundial Ridge were wearing masks?
Not a lot. Because people were spread out. They were just,
right.
like, with
yeah.
small
walking
groups
along the trail
with couples
and all that.
Or by themselves.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. Good. Okay. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. 74 degrees out there, going up to, 102, 103. Yeah, it's going to be a great day for that kind of stuff. And we have got a busy day, too, including
yes,
the funeral
do.
For a friend of ours.
Mm-hmm.
I like to talk about him just a little bit, too. All right. We'll be right back after these messages.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Don't distance yourself from your goals. At Shasta College, you can earn transfer-ready credits from the comfort of your couch or get job-ready for that high-demand career with convenient, cost-effective classes that work for you. Register now for fall classes. The semester starts August 17th, and now is the perfect time to take control of your future. Visit our website at shastacollege.edu or call 242-7500. Start your tomorrow today at Shasta College.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Learn with Shasta Public Libraries. Summer Blast is live at the Shasta Public Libraries. Join in their free summer reading program for kids, tweens, teens, and adults. Going on all summer long. Help your kids avoid the summer slide and be a reading role model. Read to win prizes like books, gift cards, and a kid's kitchen playset and more. The more you read, the more chances to win. Let your imagination run wild. Read, imagine, learn with Shasta Public Libraries. Sign up online today at summerblast.fun.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their lives. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Linda's on a roll here, and I'm glad. You know, I'm always happier when you're sitting here behind me.
Well, thank you. I want to be here.
I wouldn't say behind me, beside me. This portion of the show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. Orchard Nutrition has been in the business here since 1982. Joe started this when he was trying to find health foods and organic locally grown produce and all this back when he was fighting a physical problem he had. And he couldn't find it, so he started his own store and has now grown to be the epitome of healthy foods, supplements, knowledge. All of this is at Orchard Nutrition. 100% certified organic produce, large grocery selections, vitamin supplements, all types of food in there, all types of canned goods. And the people they have there are very, very knowledgeable.
Licensed nutritionists.
Licensed nutritionists. They help you with your selections of supplements for your maybe diets, all this. Plus, they have a huge selection of archived seminars on their website, so you can look at it and watch a seminar based on your specific needs there, and by just going to orchardnutrition.com/past-seminars. All this Orchard Nutrition at Cypress Square Shopping Center. Record Searchlight announced that they are moving their printing operation to Chico. Chico's got a paper down there, so they're combining their, and they can do the printing for the Record Searchlight. Won't make any difference. It'll be totally transparent, according to Silas Lines, totally transparent to the subscribers. The inserts, all that stuff, everything will happen down there. Now, impact, 11 people lost their jobs, full-time jobs. And 7 part-time jobs. When I say lost their jobs, they're all going to be affected. And they're not printing. I don't know what they'll do with it. Maybe they'll find a place someplace else in the Record Searchlight. In addition, the Record Searchlight building is going to be sold because without the printing plant and the cutting way back on everything they've done, as many newspapers are doing, they're going to sell the building itself, and then move. I mean, Record Searchlight is still going to be here. It's still going to be putting out the great community stories, the stories that they do. It's just going to have a much smaller footprint.
You know, I think this probably shows my age. But I'd be curious to know, again, like with somebody like Mackenzie, as we're talking to younger people, I know a lot of people are using their computer or their phones to look up news. And I do that as well. Like information, it's great to Google something or ask Siri, like, tell me about so-and-so and what, and then there you go. So it's easy access. However, there's nothing for me that I enjoy more. Well, that's not true, but I'm just saying that as kind of a saying. When I have a morning cup of coffee on Sunday and have a newspaper to read, it's like a book. I much prefer to read a book, a paperback or a hardback, where I can flip the page. There's something visceral about it. It's almost as if shopping online does not turn me on. I need to smell and feel the fabric. So I don't know if everybody feels like, because I am a child of the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
You just, that's just old think. Just get rid
Is
of
it
all,
just old
get,
think?
Nah, just get rid of all those papers. Just get rid of everything. You've got an iPad. You should just be using that
I don't
for everything.
Want to do that. I love the feeling of.
I like getting the Sunday paper. You and I sit down. We have breakfast.
I should just take a virtual vacation and not go somewhere.
We trade the newspaper back and forth.
Yes.
We discuss stories. Mm-hmm. So. There's something about holding a newspaper. Now, it won't make any, the newspaper's still going to come to the house. It's just that it travels from Chico now.
But I wonder how much accessibility in Chico, if it's being printed in Chico, who's the man on the street in Redding covering Redding stories?
Well, no, it's still happening. They're still keeping the Record Searchlight open.
You said 18 jobs. Is that just in-house?
Just the printing. Just in the printing side of it.
So Dave Bend is still going to do?
Yes,
okay,
and Silas. All right. Those people are still there reporting, and they're putting it together, and it just goes over to Chico for printing. That's the only difference, and in their building. But many businesses after this coronavirus, so many people were working from home.
Mm-hmm.
They found out that this was successful in a lot of businesses, which now means is that they don't need the footprint. We have a friend that's in financial, and he's been working from home this whole time, 95% of the time. So all their offices, which are beautiful offices, you know, you have to wonder is when they take a look at it, can we downsize this so that we can have our, you know, we can have our meetings, whatever, in a smaller place.
Right.
And we don't need all of these offices. Now, when you meet clients, if you have to meet clients, that's different.
One-on-one.
But that's why you still need the offices.
Right.
But maybe you don't need offices that are, you know, 1,500 square feet. So
well,
this
like
is
if I
happen.
Owned a building right now, that'd make me a little worried. Like, you know, you want to be able to fill your building. And I'm wondering who is buying a Record Searchlight building. Is
well,
it,
we
is,
don't know.
Okay.
We don't know. But it's out there in Twin View. It's right off the freeway. It's easy access, and it's got a huge it would make a great pot facility, I'm sure.
Linda's over here doing my finger up to my...
Yeah, I know. You know what? It's got all. It's probably got large areas in there. It's cleaned out. Yeah, just another pot facility.
We don't know that. Okay, that was just
okay,
a story.
I want to tell a story about Cody Timms, independent type, well respected and loved member of the community. Silent kind of person, but definitely was their own person. Received a voter registration form this week in Atlanta. Well, the only problem is that Cody died 12 years ago and is a cat.
What?
It's a cat. So there's a huge push, but if they're trying to register cats, I'm not sure what else they're trying to register, the former owner said. I'm not sure if they're trying to register dogs, mice, snakes, or whatever. But Cody Timms got his registration in the mail. Now, the question is, if you played along with this thing, said occupation, pet. You know, and you know, you go back and once the signatures, they put a little, you know, a little paw print there.
Dependent.
Dependent. You know, or whatever. You know, a house. I am a
house friend.
Well, you know, I keep the house clean of rodents.
Right.
Occupation, pest control. So you put that in there. Now the question is, would they register Cody, and would Cody be able to vote?
I don't know, but there's going to be a lot of tricks coming up.
I had a friend the other day says, you know what, we got six. I got six voter things here. He says, because I live in an apartment. And obviously these are people that have lived here before. But
really?
I got them all. They all came to the same address.
So
he could reasonably, you know, send ballots, reasonably could have voted six times instead of just like the two or three like you and
really?
I
really?
Yeah. Yeah.
See, it's just not controlled. What? That's my fear, is that, you know, there's going to be so many absentee ballots because people aren't going to go out and vote. There's a lot of people aren't going to go out and vote. So how do you control it? I mean, there are two situations, circumstances right there that you – a guy in an apartment building getting six.
Well, you know, and Cody.
Former names.
I just
have
to ask Cody. There's a photo, too, of Cody. There's a photo of Cody with the voter application. Now, of course, if somebody actually looks at it and says that Cody's got a little paw print on there, I would have sent it back, little paw print. Pest control, and just seeing what happened. I can't even read this signature. It looks like a paw print. Okay. A bunch of things to talk about when we get back. This is Open Mic Friday, and when we get back after the 8 o'clock break, I do have a few more things to talk about. A 13-year-old boy drowned out at Whiskey Town. Grandfather had like four of these kids out there, took his eyes off him for a couple minutes, talking to somebody next to him. The child starts screaming, and everybody tries to get over to help him. He's gone. But we have two friends that were out on Whiskey Town. I just heard the story yesterday, and I have got to share the story about what can happen and how fast it can happen. And then, of course, there's things about New York that I just love sharing, Bill de Blasio. You know, this guy he can't run again, thank goodness, probably from New York. But what he's turning New York into is it's just interesting to see. Linda and I had probably the best trip of our lives. We went on for her birthday 2 years ago to New York. The people were wonderful. Everything worked out perfectly. It was one of those trips that you always dream about, but you never get. Well, this thing clicked. But frankly, I wouldn't go back to New York right now.
Yeah, I would be leery.
Not unless it changes dramatically. Yeah. And right now it's changing dramatically on the wrong side. So, hey, we'll be back after these messages. And Carl and the Bot, this is KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump says Joe Biden's widely publicized economic plan looks suspiciously familiar.
He plagiarized from me, but he can never pull it off. He likes plagiarizing.
Mr. Trump describing the Biden plan as very radical left. And while there may be similarities to his blueprint, Mr. Trump says the Biden plan would never work.
Because he's raising taxes way too much. He's raising everybody's taxes. He's also putting tremendous amounts of regulations back on. And those two things are two primary reasons that I created the greatest economy we've ever had.
And Mr. Trump says he is now recreating that economy, although Biden claims that his plan would go beyond reproducing the robust Trump economy.
Folks, it's not sufficient to build back. We have to build back better.
Biden speaking at a metalworks plant in Dunmore, Pennsylvania. Florida and Texas have set new daily records for COVID-19 deaths, while Arizona is limiting indoor restaurant dining to under 50% capacity. Two of Disney's theme parks in Florida to reopen tomorrow, but it will not be business as usual.
It's a coronavirus world after all. And while people returning to Disney will be able to escape from their lockdown for a while, there is no escaping the fact that COVID-19 concerns still abound. And it's more than just wearing masks and practicing social distancing. Those meet and greet sessions with Mickey Mouse or Donald Duck? Forget it. Before entering, both employees and visitors will have to get temperature checks at the gate. Even something as simple as asking a Disney staffer to snap a picture of you in front of Cinderella's castle is now a no-no. That would mean they would have to touch your camera. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Coastal areas of the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast are, or will soon be, feeling the impact of Tropical Storm Faye, possibility of flash flooding. Wall Street, the Dow up 150. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Now streaming on SalemNow.com is the brand new film, Selfie Dad. Selfie Dad is a very funny yet powerful movie about a Christian dad in a midlife crisis who becomes an overnight social media phenomenon, only to turn away from God and his family. But when he's confronted with a newfound friendship and the life-changing truths of the Bible, he learns the only way to have true happiness.
Some of these things I just can't fix without some sort of direction. And I'm finding it right here in the Bible.
God can do incredible things.
Selfie Dad stars Christian comedians Michael Jr. and Shonda Pierce, as well as Grammy singer, YouTube star Jamie Grace, and War Room's Karen Abercrombie. It will inspire you to find the life-changing value of the Bible. Watch Selfie Dad at SalemNow.com and use promo code GOSPEL to save 20%. That's SalemNow.com, promo code GOSPEL.
Philippine lawmakers voting to reject the license renewal of the country's biggest TV network, which had been repeatedly threatened by firebrand President Rodrigo Duterte.
The impact is going to be significant. People will feel very aggrieved by this. Others, supporters of the president, will feel that this was the right decision based on the fact that there were also allegations of tax evasion, that there were labor disputes with the company, and these were the issues that Congress say that they were reviewing. But this is a very pliant Congress, one that normally votes in favor of what the president wants. So many people will now be reacting to this. Undoubtedly, human rights groups will come forward and definitely say that this is connected to a clampdown on the democratic space in the Philippines.
The BBC's Howard Johnson. Many in Seoul, South Korea, mourning the death of the capital city's mayor, 64-year-old Park Won-soon. Body found about 7 hours after he disappeared. News and analysis, townhall.com. A national coalition of labor unions, along with racial and social justice organizations, planning a mass walkout from work this month.
It's all part of what they say is an ongoing reckoning on systemic racism and police brutality in the U.S. Dubbed the strike for Black Lives, tens of thousands of fast food, rideshare, nursing home, and airport workers in more than 25 cities expected to walk off the job July 20th for a full day. Those who can't strike will walk out for about 8 minutes, the amount of time prosecutors say a white Minneapolis police officer held his knee on George Floyd's neck in remembrance of black men and women who died recently at the hands of police. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
Wholesale prices fell 0.2% last month, the cost of food dropping sharply, and that decline was offset by a big increase in energy prices. Yet on Wall Street, the Dow up 137. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating over 10 years on the air. Phone lines here are 605-4567, streaming worldwide at KCNR1460.com. Hop into our chat room, as many have, and with your comments. Today, the 10th of July, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Your health, your choice. I'm here, of course, with Jared at the helm and then Linda Bott.
Well, good morning, everybody, on this Friday, this beautiful Friday the 10th. We're going to give you a quick update of what's happening here as far as our weather is concerned. Today, our temperatures will soar to 102 with our overnight lows of 67. Tomorrow calls for 104. We're in this triple-digit run here, folks, so just get ready. 104 on Saturday. Saturday night will be 68. Sunday calls for 104 again, with our overnight lows on Sunday of 70. Monday, we're going up again with our temperatures at 105, Tuesday 107, and, you know, so what I want to do, and the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. We have this little, Carl just handed it to me, it's called Stay Cool Shasta. There's a couple things that you must think of, because this weather like this crawls up on you. We have beautiful mornings. I was out this morning and it was nice and it was a little bit of a breeze. It was about 6 a.m. So on days like this, you've got to stay hydrated by drinking plenty of fluids, and especially avoid sugary drinks, soda, and caffeine when you're in this heat. Wear light clothing and sunscreen. Choose lightweight colored clothes, a loose fitting, a wide-brimmed hat. Use sunscreen, a 15 or lighter. Here's what it talks about. Avoid exertion during the hottest parts of the day. I mean, these are things kind of like no duh, but still they're mindful to just remember today. Take a frequent, regularly scheduled breaks in a cooler or shaded place. Never leave kids or pets in a parked car. You may run in, think, ah, it's not a big deal, but that could be death. This is something interesting. If your heart pounds, you become out of breath, light and confused, weak, or feel faint, stop your activity and rest in a cool or shady area. This comes up quickly.
I feel like that early in the morning, though.
Symptoms of heat stroke are unconsciousness, confusion, red, dry, and hot skin, throbbing headaches. Symptoms of heat exhaustion are weakness, headache, nausea, fatigue, dizziness, and pale skin.
Okay.
And these things can happen if you're just running around, like, you know, kids running around outside at the park.
Hey, this is open line Friday, so if you've got something you want to talk about, anything, but we need to clarify something. I said the 13-year-old died at Whiskeytown, drowned in Whiskeytown, and a caller immediately called in.
Thank you for that.
Thank you very much. It was at Lake Shasta. And that's two deaths at Lake Shasta in the last week. One was a boat with four adults in it. Three adults and a child. The child had a life preserver. The other person that was offered the life preserver didn't want to do it. Boat sinks, overturns. Three of them made it to shore. The fourth, the gentleman who did not want to use the life preserver, did not make it. So two deaths up there for drowning. Now, I want to tell you a story that happened out at Whiskeytown with two of our friends who have a sailboat out there. They were coming back in the other last week, and the wind was blowing pretty hard. So they were actually having some white caps out there, and it was the lake was rough. As they're coming back in toward Oak Bottom, they hear these shouts of help, and you know, and so they immediately turn. And, you know, they're heading in that direction, not sure of just, you know, people on the shoreline yelling help, but they found two paddleboarders out there. The two paddleboarders were not in trouble. It was a couple that had two kayaks, and as the water became rougher, they couldn't make any headway in it. One of them sank with the woman in it.
Wow.
And because it was getting, starting to get dark, her husband did not know that it had sunk. And then he looks back and she's not there, so now he's trying to find her. Meanwhile, the paddleboarders hear her yelling. She did not have a flotation device.
Oh, no.
They went over there and got her onto the paddleboard, which made it just even tougher on the paddleboard. You know, what are you going to do now when you've got...
She was a big woman.
She's a larger woman on your paddleboard. What? Our friends went over, Lou and Kathleen, went over there, and so they got the woman aboard their boat, and she was so cold from being out in the water, they could not get her warm.
Oh, dear.
And then we talked about having, you know, the emergency gear, like the survival blankets that reflect heat.
Right.
That you can put people into, and they've got all that. They just didn't have it on the boat that
day. Oh, dear. Your go bag.
Then they start looking for the husband.
Oh,
and they find him. He's trying to hang on his
kayak
that was upside down and was full of water.
Oh.
And they get him aboard the boat. Well, now they're trying to get back into Oak Bottom. They're towing the kayak, which is like a sea anchor, 100 and something pounds of water or more, you know, while they're trying to get into Oak Harbor. Meanwhile, the paddleboarders had called 911, and they made it in okay.
Did the ambulance come?
They were in the ambulance for an hour as they you know, warmed them up.
Right.
Well, the guy in the kayak had his keys, his wallet, and his phone in the kayak, in a little spot on the kayak. When it overturned, he lost it all. So then they had to go in and get him home. They had to break in their house, blah, blah, blah. What I'm saying here is, you have got, they were both, had been drinking a lot in the kayaks, had been drinking a lot. This played a part in it, obviously. But if you're out there on the lake and everything was looking cool, and, you know, if you're not wearing a flotation device, because you know, I'm a great swimmer, but if the water is cold out there,
right,
and you get stuck out there,
right,
it's going to suck the heat out of your body. The warmer the water is, the longer it takes. But if that water is running at 60 something degrees, it doesn't take long before you start feeling lethargic. It's harder to do things. So what I guess I'm saying is this: two things. If you're going out there,
Make it mandatory you wear a floating device.
Well,
period.
Don't make it mandatory, because I hate people doing that. But what you should do, as a responsible person, is have some kind of flotation device with you.
But if you turn upside down and you're flustered or you're flailing or whatever, and that goes down because of a current, that, forget about it. You need to, I'm sorry, I'm going to disagree with you. We're not going to have a fight here, but
yeah,
you shouldn't be on the water without a flotation device.
You know what? If you're 12 and under, you have to have a flotation device, which was unfortunate that all the rest of the kids that day probably had flotation devices, and the 13-year-old didn't, because he didn't have to have one. And they were playing right offshore. But this is another example of how something can happen that quick. But people out there, if you're going to be drinking on a kayak, yeah, you ought to have a flotation device. And you can get flotation devices that literally fit around you like a pair of suspenders and a belt.
Right.
They're not bulky at all until you hit the water. And at that point, they will expand out. They will turn into a flotation device. A lot of people use them on sailboats that are doing passages across the oceans. They've got these on them. Plus, they're hooked into lines going across. But
what about just the annual days?
Just being careful if you're going to do something. Don't mix it with alcohol when you're going out there.
Exactly. Well, in the old days, and I don't know when I say in the old days, God, I sound, hate it when I say that. they used to have, and I don't know if they do anymore, somebody can share with me, do you have waist, like when you water ski, if you don't want to wear a vest, it's a waist flotation. So, like, say you don't want to have your upper arms and you just want to have something around your waist. They used to do that when you water ski.
Yeah, that can hold you upside down, too.
Well, it still is buoyant. And then you can put your A key, A license, A something next to your body. Or you, like, you know, when you're on a jet ski, they make you wear the thing around your wrist. So I would think if you're in the water, you want to have your identity on you, inside, somewhere, in a pocket on your body.
Not something, yeah, well, you do. But see, again,
yeah,
when you've been drinking, things make sense that aren't true. Jared.
Oh, I just wanted to mention that drinking actually also lowers your body temperature. Yeah, it makes you feel warmer, but it actually will.
Interesting.
Okay, let's take a break, and when we come back, there's a lot of things we want to talk about, but Linda's got a story here, plus comments about the Record Searchlight shutting down. And this one person says, I'm not going to wear a flotation device in my pool.
Well, that's...
Well, that's where, you know, a lot of people drink and go swimming.
Yeah, I know. That's different. I understand that. But when you're on a lake, you know, it's just like the river. I grew up on the American River. I was not allowed as a child to go into the American River because of the undercurrent. So
you were a child.
And you couldn't even do the rope swing when it was really hip to go to the rope swing. It's just, you know, in high school. Oh, no, people would go on that rope swing and jump into the middle of the river and drown because of the undercurrent.
Yep. Okay, let's take a break. This portion of the show is, you know what, be a part of this large movement. I mean, most people were independent up here. This large movement of buying a gun. And we've set new records throughout the United States for the last 3 months in a row on buying firearms. And I can tell you what, if you're looking there, you're going, you know what, this is a part of a movement I could become, you know, a member of. Buying a gun. Go down to Bastiani Arms. He's got a full supply, a full selection of firearms, pistols, revolvers, shotguns, long guns. He's got them down there and all the accessories. And their customer service is just simply outstanding. They're open today. They're open Tuesday through Saturday at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Veterans get discounts. You can get classes on CCW, Hunter Safety. You can get it all. It's one-stop shopping at Bastiani Arms, and it's locally owned, locally run, and he'll meet or beat prices of the big box stores. That's Bastiani Arms. 8:16 in the morning, 74 degrees out there. We'll be right back.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction with your personal protection tip of the day. Use technology to reinforce your home and make it undesirable for criminals. The use of alarms, cameras, lights, and reinforced door and window locks may go a long way towards helping a would-be thief make a better decision. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Don't distance yourself from your goals. At Shasta College, you can earn transfer-ready credits from the comfort of your couch or get job-ready for that high-demand career with convenient, cost-effective classes that work for you. Register now for fall classes. The semester starts August 17th, and now is the perfect time to take control of your future. Visit our website at shastacollege.edu or call 242-7500. Start your tomorrow today at Shasta College. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR.
Okay, who is the artist?
Edward Bear.
Well, it's just a happy, you know, it's like a strolling. Yeah, cool. Anyway, welcome back to KCNR, everybody, on this Friday morning. I wanted to, you know, just give me a few minutes here to talk about some positive stuff. I want to do some, this day in history is pretty cool.
8:20 in the morning here, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. You know, they stood up during this COVID virus. The way they handled the PPP was just outstanding. I talked to somebody from another bank, said they didn't like the way that bank was doing it. They're going someplace else. Well, okay. Well, many people ended up at Cornerstone Community Bank. Locally owned, locally operated, local board of directors. This is truly a community bank. Two locations in Reading at O'Reilly Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue. Another one at 1845 California Street. That's, you can learn more at bankcornerstone.com.
All right, well, just tell them that they are bringing to the air right now some positive thoughts.
Yeah.
I want to go in a minute to this day in history because I think this is a, you know, really a positive story. However, I wanted to bring up to, you know, now that we're getting back to where we can go to the dentist, I went and had my, you know, the annual teeth cleaning, or I think I do it twice a year. And there was a new gal who was doing my, you know, doing the cleaning yesterday. And I just want to quickly tell the story because it made me think of what are you individually when you're touching people, I mean, meaning through your language and your attitude. Because I told her, you know, I haven't shared this very much, but I did have a, I went through like a 3 month, serious illness, and that's why I'm here and then I'm not here. But anyway, it's been a long time to heal, but I was on major antibiotics. I was in the hospital for 4 days, and while I was in the hospital, I was on morphine, et cetera, et cetera. And this is would be during the COVID time where Carl couldn't be with me, and but we still had to carry on, you know what I'm saying. So with that, my teeth, I couldn't get, they had to cancel my tooth appointment, you know, to get, because of it was during May. And I could feel it. So anyway, so this gal yesterday was a floater on, she comes on a Thursday, and she teaches dental hygiene out of Shasta College.
Uh-huh.
So she had on, like, a surgical hat. She had on, a like, a complete cloth, you know, like, not a cloth, but a plastic,
yeah.
You know. She had on glasses, the shield, and light, and gloves. And she said, this is what we do. This is what we wear every day as we teach at Shasta College. And she said, so there's no problem for me. But while we were talking, and I told her, I'm so grateful that I could get in here today. I can actually feel my teeth. You know, I mean, it was like I was being grateful in the moment for her, that we can still do this and, you know, that I have the bones in my mouth and my teeth. So, you know, it's called gratitude. And she stopped and she said, thank you so much for that. She says, because, yeah, I know we're going through tough times, but you cannot believe the negativity. And I thought, my God, this woman is spending how many, eight people an hour each. It's like going to a hairdresser. You know, you're with somebody for an hour. So it made me think of, are you bringing your woes? Are you talking about all this society and blah, blah, COVID, blah, blah, blah? I mean, I know we all feel that. But I was almost like, you know what? It's fake it till you make it. You know, like, I don't want to be Pollyanna when I say that. But we're experiencing strange times, but why pile that on somebody else who's coming to work, putting their gear on, trying to be a professional, doing the best they can. So I want to leave you this Friday, if you're listening to the show right now, is be mindful of that when you're going out this weekend. And everybody says, how you doing? Well, this time of the, you know, just like, hey, great. You know what? Hey, I'm alive. We're going to get through this. You know, we're going to get through this. I mean, I went to the doggy park yesterday morning, and it's the first time that people up at the doggy park are wearing masks. And you could see there's a little bit of an attitude shift. Usually you're up there and free and smiling with the dogs. But that's just my point, is just try to think, be mindful of what comes out of your mouth and how that can affect somebody else's attitude who's really trying hard to get through the day and make it better for you. Now, I wanted to talk to you about a great story. On this day, 145 years ago, Mary McLeod Bethune was born to former slaves in South Carolina. She realized as a child the importance of learning to read and set her sights on becoming a teacher for her family and other black children. In her 20s, she rented a small house, constructed benches and desks from discarded crates, made ink from elderberries, and opened a rigorous training school for girls in Dayton, Florida. Bethune also courted wealthy white benefactors like John D. Rockefeller to grow her school. In 1931, it became Bethune-Cookman College. Later, Bethune became a close advisor. I hope I'm saying that right, Bethune. Became a close advisor to President Franklin Roosevelt and the only black woman present at the founding of the UN. So numerous were her awards, accolades, and accomplishments that she has been called one of America's greatest women, with one of the most dramatic careers ever enacted at any time upon the stage of human activity.
Wow. You know, it's...
You know, there's that song, and we rise up.
Well, there's also, but pointing out that this day in history about this lady is important, that we realize that our history is inclusive of all people, of all races, of all religions. So many things have been done in our country. So many great things have been done in our country by people of all races, religions, sexual orientation, all of these. So, to get into something that, it's constantly a battle. In Portland, 43 straight nights of riots. 43 straight nights of riots in Portland, Oregon. Obviously the mayor's lost control of it. You know, millions and millions and millions of dollars worth of property has been destroyed. The people been injured, all of these. And then you look at Seattle, who just cleaned out that CHOP district and even the CHAZ district. The city council just voted to cut 50% of the police department, of the funds going into the police department. Now, you can say defund police that's not what it means, but yet you see these. Well, you say defund the police. Defund means taking money away, and they've been doing this. And without a clear plan on what's going to happen to replace the man and woman on the beat and how social – how social interaction and social workers and mental health professionals are going to go out and take the place of police. Not only that, they're taking away the 911 role from the police and putting it in a third party, that the dispatchers So I'm not exactly sure how that works. On the other hand, I hear things like right here in our town, and there was a meeting the other night, a Zoom meeting, and that had social service related, held a Zoom training with Eddie McAllister, whom I won deeply respect.
Oh, yes.
And with being one of the three panelists, most attended Zoom's topic was racial justice and cultural humility implies more to learn. Yeah, we have more to learn about all of our, about our, all of our ethnic groups. I think everybody would agree with that. And all three were black residents, and they definitely report a heightened fear, PTSD. One female had a swastika on her garage door, and that they said that people of color report a hesitance seeking medical care. Many underreport crimes, as they don't think they're going to get fair treatment. This is from one of our chat room peoples, and I didn't hear it, so I'm just taking what they said. This is what they gleaned from it. I find it unsettling to me if people of color feel like they can't call the police because they don't think they're going to get a fair shake. Like, hey, they don't show up. Well, I think we could say they don't show up for a lot of people, regardless of your color. And the other thing is it because when they show up, they don't think they're going to get a fair sense? Because when the police roll, they don't know who the people are when they go out. It doesn't say, oh, a white 45-year-old female. No, it doesn't say that. It just says we've had a robbery or a crime going on at this address. See so-and-so. You know, there's your point of contact. Like I said, I'm going by what our listener wrote, but there's some other things too that our listeners wrote that are real interesting, and we'll hit back here. Some funny, some are extremely sad about this. Anyway, this portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Get to know the ins and outs of proper windshield repair, and who knows it better than Jeff Wurst? Nobody.
Especially during this heat.
Oh, gosh. Jeff knows what he's talking about. He's been doing this for well over 20 years. He's been through all the schools. He doesn't waste your time. He will fix that little bitty chip in your windshield before it turns into a large crack, because air conditioning hits it and it's been out in the sun all day. That little chip can go into a huge crack, and then now your family, family safety may be impaired because of that. Get your windshield repaired by a master windshield repair specialist. Give Jeff a call at 241-8373 or stop by 3208 South Market Street. Jeff Wurst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair, better-known business. 8:31 in the morning, 76 degrees going up to 102 today. We'll be right back.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today, or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Together since we've been.
That's a great song.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. 605-4567 is our number. It's open line. Give us a call. We've still got 25 minutes left in here. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Great place to visit. Great place to perhaps find that special gift for that one you love. Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And we've been working together for the last 10 years, over 10 years, here in the station. And it's just been easy peasy the whole time, hasn't it?
What are you talking about?
Us working together, you know, being together all the time, working on the station, isn't it? It's been easy.
Like keeping the doors open.
No, easy peasy. You know, we never argue. We never have words. You know what? I have still got a scar on my right shoulder that one day in the old studio, I'm saying something and she's looking at me and she's going, you know, and I go, eh, and I rolled my eyes at Linda, and now I have bite mark on my shoulder.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, Bob Belongi, when he was still with us, sprayed us with the fire extinguisher.
Yeah, he said, you know, kids he would have kids? One time he was very upset. I think he almost cried. He was upset with us.
During the breaks.
We've gotten better.
During the breaks, we can have a whole year of marriage
in
3 minutes. A whole year of marriage in 3 minutes. And then we come out of it, we're okay. Hey, headlines. U.S. Army says, Make America Great and Columbus Day are symbols of white supremacy. Whoa. Now, when you see that headline, you have to ask yourself, there's got to be more to the story. As it turns out, of course. What happened was an email was sent out at an Army base down in Alabama that said, all soldiers and Department of Army civilian personnel to attend the U.S. Army's Operation Inclusion seminars in July 8th and 9th. That was okay, too, except they also included in there things to be aware of, things not to say, you know, things to look out for. And it deemed the graphic they put with it listed other behaviors it deemed evidence of white supremacy, including celebration of Columbus Day, the denial of white privilege, talking about American exceptionalism, and saying there's only one human race, along with Make America Great Again is evidence of white supremacy. Well, as you can imagine, the senator from down there levitated because he'd been receiving, you know, hundreds and hundreds of emails and phone calls. And it turns out that, you know, the headline was it sent out? Yes, that part is true, but to say the Army backed it is absolutely wrong. What happened was that when it was sent out to the Redstone Arsenal, it was the first location on the tour, the Army confirmed it sent out the email, but claimed it was sent in error and immediately recalled. They've initiated an internal investigation to find out what happened. It included two unapproved pages that were sent out in error and immediately recalled. The slides copied from a non-government word site website included a word cloud with phrases that were intended to spark conversation. Well, it didn't come out like that. And this is what happens. Somebody in, you know, not a general, not a colonel, not a lieutenant colonel, not a major, probably a captain or a lieutenant, or maybe even a government worker said, oh, okay, they looked at the first page of something. They said, okay, yeah, well, let's just include this in there without reading it. Well, as it turns out, it was, you know, it really caused a lot of consternation. Now, the other part on that is it could be somebody knew exactly what it said and sent it out because hey, that's the way they feel. Make America Great Again is somehow a white supremacist saying, and Columbus Day is white supremacist. I have a real problem with things like this because I guess you could call anything that the, you know, if you're on one side or one political bent, and this doesn't have anything to do with race, if you're of a certain political event, a bent on things, then anything you say is okay because you're obviously right. Well, no. There's a lot of people that don't agree. You know, I'm hearing now is that it's going to be a tsunami for Biden. I don't believe that. I believe most people are like last time with Trump. You don't say anything if you support Trump. There's people I know that said, you know, they're constantly putting out on Facebook, if you support Trump, you're a racist. If you support Trump, you're a racist. Well, I mean, there's a lot of reasons people support Trump. They're not racist. But then again, now I'm starting to wonder if anybody's not racist because of everything I'm seeing. And why it's okay to say for Drew Brees to be attacked for saying, I don't kneel. And then he has to backwater on that and apologize. And yet another NFL player put pages from Hitler out on his site, you know, talking about how, you know, Jewish people were murderers and all this, and yet nothing happened. And I don't understand how, you know, see, because it doesn't fit the scenario. It doesn't fit what they, you know, what people that are really pushing this division in our country. And yes, people are pushing a division in our country. Yeah, the more we're divided, the less we can, when, if we're not together, we can't actually form and push our elected representatives in a direction that helps our country. We can't even get an infrastructure bill put together in the House of Congress, in our House of Representatives. We can't put together an infrastructure bill, and God knows we need it. We'd put millions of people to work, fix our roads, fix our airports, fix our bridges, all of this, and they still can't get that together. I mean, frankly, you know, what good is it for two parties to be there and totally disagree, totally without asking the other one for input, pass a, you know, $1 trillion bill that includes everything in it from fixing the bridge out here on I-5 to making it that everybody has to have an electric car by 2035. I mean, how does it get into things like this? How do we, I mean, don't we deserve more? Don't we deserve more than that? We deserve our representatives to work toward the good of our nation as a cohesive group. You don't have to agree on everything. You don't have to agree. You could hate each other, but you still move our country forward. I'm not seeing it. Maybe I'm wrong. Somebody call me and tell me that yes, things are happening for the good. When I talked to Senator or Congressman LaMalfa, his idea of status quo with what's going on there, he's just in awe. shock and awe of everything that's happening. But we the people, we deserve better. We deserve to at least have people care. Like they, you know what? You may not agree with our board of supervisors or our city council, but I really believe this, that they have our best interest in mind. Because you know what? If you don't like something that's going on, you pick up the phone because you probably know their home phone number. Les, Joe, what the hell is this?
Right.
It's just the more I read about these things, and then now we've got the election coming up, and I guess just get ready. It's going to get worse. The media does not want Trump to win, obviously. Things are said that are just total lies. Headlines like I just read to you, unless you read down, and it wasn't even in the first or second paragraph, down to the third paragraph where it should have been right up the front. It said the Army said, hey, look, this happened. This was a huge mistake. We fixed it. That wasn't at the front. No, no. It was down to like the fourth paragraph.
One of the things, you know, because I go between three or four different news feeds, Twitter explodes with calls to boycott Goya Foods after CEO heaps praise on Trump.
There's the other thing. You don't have the right to say what you believe. You get attacked. A young lady, 18 years old, going to Marquette University, been accepted. And she put on TikTok. Or TAC, or whatever
right.
It is, TikTok? TikTok.
We used to
TikTok.
Eat those.
Yeah,
no,
that's
TikTok
right.
TikTok is its
she,
yeah.
She put something on there supporting Trump. Oh, my gosh. People saw that, and they went to the admissions, because she was wearing a Marquette University sweatshirt,
okay.
And it had class of 2024 or whatever up behind. They went to the university and said, this is a racist, homophobic, misogynist female that's coming to it, and I don't feel safe about her being in there with the other students. Marquette held up her acceptance, even though they'd already said they were going to do it, until they talked to her and made sure is that she wasn't a racist, homophobic, misogynistic female. Well, I mean, this was...
She was targeted.
Because she said, this is, hey, I support Trump. She didn't say that she hated people. She just said, I support Donald Trump. Now, Marquette let her in. You know, they said, okay, you're being admitted. But what do you think her life's going to be like when she goes there? Because you know she's going to be targeted by prejudiced, bigoted people. They're going to go after her. Because you can't say anything. You can't say anything like I'm in support of this. Goya Foods. Now he's being attacked. He's being attacked. Oh, let's boycott him. Let's put him out of business. Let's run his life because he had the temerity to say, hey, I support Donald Trump. So let's
put
him
out
of business. Let's just put him out of business. Because the far left is not going to be happy until they control you. Totally control you. We'll be right back.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision. Thankfully, it appears that Coachmaster Repair is an essential business and fully prepared to repair any minor or major damage to your vehicle. With the invasion of the coronavirus, Coachmaster is taking all precautions for the safety of our employees and our customers. We have closed all traffic through our lobby to ensure proper social distancing and will be disinfecting your vehicle upon arrival and before delivery. With the effects and response from the virus, we feel fortunate to be able to maintain all of our employees. They will be here to provide all services required for a proper and complete repair. These are uncharted territories. Let's all work together for a full, safe, and prosperous recovery. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hi, I'm Congressman Doug LaMalfa. The coronavirus pandemic has caused our nation's blood supply to drop dangerously low. You can help end this shortage by giving blood. Giving blood is a safe, life-saving activity that's easy and painless. Trust me, I'm a 7-gallon donor myself. Visit lamalfa.house.gov/giveblood to find the blood donation center nearest you. Your donation could save a life. Paid for by official funds authorized by the United States House of Representatives.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
In July, we're talking about getting your book into your target audience's hands, even if you're on a tight budget. August is Diagnosis Writer, which means we're taking a look at how to identify and solve common problems for many authors.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop's been working on... You want to do this? You want to do this? Huh? It's been working... It's been cutting hair for a long time. A veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. They work on appointment. They make sure everything has been sanitized and sterilized between customers. You can give them a call at 244-9478. Only place I've been getting my hair cut for over 12 years and love it. It's time for another one. They're in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, of course, and their man's last stronghold.
You know, I was just...
come on. Do
it's
going to
be 102 today.
Come on, faster.
Overnight, low 67.
81 you know, out there right now.
Right. And looking at these headlines, this is why sometimes I have to go to, like, what positive news is. But 1,000 TSA workers test positive for COVID. So... I mean, we think of 1,000 maybe, you know, across the country. But gosh, you know, it just makes you wonder. I mean, like, should be flying, you have to fly, or should you be wearing, you know, your mask and a helmet and a blah, and gloves? I don't know. Some people have to fly to get to work.
You know, the schools. Should schools reopen? You're getting pressure from, a lot of people that say schools should not be reopened. It's too dangerous. Well, we have found that most of the cases are people that are older than 18. There's some, you know, small amounts that are in teenagers. But why should we open up our schools? And think of all the reasons there. You know, kids have been closed out since last March. And another 6 months... of being away from school, I just personally believe it's not right. I think we can, you know, you can do a variety of things like spreading the classrooms open, like Simpson is doing. They're taking people and they're having, instead of having 30 people in a class, they're spreading out all the seats so they've got like 20 people in there, and the other 10 people will watch the class on Zoom. And then each day they switch, you know, they switch those classes out. So you, everybody gets a chance to be sitting in there with the instructor while the other one is sitting in the coffee shop watching the class where they can participate on a Zoom feed. But closing down our schools, kids need to be with other kids, you know, socialization, but also you learn. You know, having kids in school, being able to interact with our fine teachers and being able to learn like that is too important to try and keep our school system shut down because of fear. And that's what it is. It's fear. We were talking during the break that we're watching that some of these cases are, I mean, some of the states are exploding in the number of coronavirus infections. But you have to expect that because we're doing millions of tests. So those numbers are going to go up dramatically. The more tests, the more people have got it. What you have to look at is how many people are in the hospital. Now, Jared's telling me in Phoenix, they're at 80%, right? 80%.
It was in Arizona in general. But
Arizona.
The ICU was ICUs at 80%.
And other states, they're not. I mean, here, our cases, you know, we haven't had a new case in a few days. We have, I think, one person in the hospital now that's being treated. We have, you know, you've got to look at the different regions. Yes, the number of cases are going up. The death rate seems to be going down. Maybe we're getting better at treating people. But the big thing is how many of the hospitals are overrun. And then you look at three states have like 48% of all the deaths in three states. So when you look at it like that, we cannot continue living in fear over this thing. We have to be cautious. Do Linda and I wear a mask? Yeah, I wear a mask. It's okay. I have two masks. One has KCNR on it. The other one has it's the old Punisher symbol when I go in. Would I prefer not to? Yeah, I would. But you know what? For this, I can do this. I kind of think of it as my social contract with people. That if this helps, you know, maybe an elderly person, so they don't get it because they're having to go out and shop. You know what? I'm okay with it. Do I like the idea of being told that I'm a bad person if I don't? No, I don't. Do I get radical if somebody is not wearing one? Of course not. In Covina, what'd we say? A shopper was killed, and I think it was by a security guard, because they didn't have their mask on. Wouldn't put on their mask. There's probably other parts to it, of course, because again, it's a headline, which if you don't get down into it, you don't know you don't know all the reasonings behind it. But I watch people being attacked in both sides. Those who want to wear a mask, they're being attacked. Those who don't want to wear a mask, they're being attacked. And it's just another form of division in our country. We're facing this virus. This virus kills people. It's maybe not as severe as we thought. And you're going to hear people are saying, oh, there's no such thing as a COVID-19. Well, there is. There is such a thing as COVID-19. I'm sitting here with a doctor that was with four people that died. Oh, yeah, it's real. Now, do they have underlying causes? The fact is, and I think, I don't know if I told the story already, our daughter, who's a nurse in Albuquerque, was in a room with a patient that had underlying conditions of cirrhosis of the liver, her kidneys were failing, and she was on her way out. And luckily, Jennifer was in the room because that was the only way her kids got to come in and see her. Well, she also had COVID.
And then she died. Which then took her out.
Which then she died from all the underlying conditions, but it was COVID. And I said, well, so she was going to die anyway. Oh, yeah. She was going, because I was going in there, to help with the hospice and all this. But she wouldn't have died then if she didn't have COVID. I said, so with all these underlying conditions, it counts as a COVID death. And she said, it was a COVID death. You know, that's what killed her. The others would have eventually killed her.
Because it filled up her lungs, and then she lost her respiratory. Yeah. Yes.
But that's what did it. And so when you get into that, it's real. But we, especially in our community, we need to, again, move forward, you know, have some respect, some patience with people, and let's just move through this. And it's going to take a while. Because, frankly, I don't think anybody has a real good take on what's happening out there. And because we go back to our elected representatives, that's from the president on down, they can't get their arms around each other, much less a big problem like we're having right now.
I'm just kind of curious, like, when you look at these pictures from Florida, one is three beach towns in England's southern coast declared a major incident Thursday after thousands defied coronavirus social distancing rules and flocked to the shore on what has been the hottest day of the year. Okay. We're absolutely appalled at the scenes witnessed on our beaches, particularly at some of these places, where the irresponsible behavior and actions of so many people is just shocking, and our services are stretched to the absolute hilt trying to keep everyone safe. So here's a question I have. Screw this. Forget it. I'm not doing it. I don't need to do that. Okay, so part of us have a rebellious nature. We do that. But then when you think about going in, when you think about these people that have flocked, I mean, these pictures are amazing. It's like there is no social distancing. They're right on top of each other. Somebody gets sick and then it spreads to 10 or spreads to 20, or because it is happening and you can't get, the hospitals are full. Then what that means, you're going to just die. I guess you just look at it like, well, I'm going to do this and I'm just going to die. If I die, I die, you know.
They do, but a lot of people don't, and we have
exactly to
run here. Hey, everybody, have a nice weekend. After all the things we're talking about, it should be a little bit
be
happier.
Be kind.
It's
be nice
going to
this
be hot
weekend.
This weekend. Let's go out and let's. I guess what we.